Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
For you in 5 minutes. But speaking of second families, you want to get away? You want to break it up with the first family? The guy joining us right now knows how to do it. He fights to win for you. Jared Oxendine with us. The Ox on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. He is the owner, the CEO, and the managing partner of Oxendine Law. And we continue our series, Divorce Demystified, Rumors, Myths, and Misconceptions. Jared, always good to speak with you. How you doing, my friend?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, again, some of those myths that are circulating out there, one of them is who pays for divorce? Does the loser have to pay? That's one of those misconceptions, is it not?
It can be. Sometimes the loser does have to pay. So let's say you're married to somebody and they've taken some unreasonable positions throughout the litigation. They refuse to settle. You go have a trial and the judge gives you everything you've been asking for since day one. In that circumstance, the judge may have the other party pay because they're the reason it drug out.
Interesting. Now, is there a certain period of time for you to have to be separated before you can actually file for divorce in the state of Georgia?
So there is a 31-day waiting period. So from the date that you actually file the divorce proceeding, the quickest you can get divorced in Georgia is 31 days. And that's actually pretty quick. I know in North Carolina there's like a 2-year waiting period. Imagine that. So 31 days in Georgia is pretty quick, and that usually happens with our uncontested divorces. So folks that have an agreement from the beginning, we draft up the documents, we get it filed with the court, and we do have to wait 31 days after that date before the judge can sign off on the divorce.
So, Domino, be careful with that second family in Carolina. You're going to have to wait a little longer to move into that townhome.
I picked the wrong state. Maybe I'll just have a second family in Dahlonega. I keep that 31-day thing in my back pocket the whole time.
Not a bad idea. Can you date while separated? Is that a good or a bad idea?
You know, it depends on the case. Sometimes it's fine. I mean, if you have broken up and you've separated and there's no ongoing issues, then there's no problem to start dating. The problem comes in when your spouse is thinking that you're committing adultery. So let's say you're in a relationship with your spouse, you're married, you decide that you want a divorce, and as soon as you file for divorce, maybe you move out of the house, so you're technically separated, but then you start dating a girlfriend. Well, your wife is going to think that you've been dating this person all along, and that's the reason for the divorce. So if you have a complicated situation, it's probably best to wait so that you don't have your spouse accusing you of adultery for several years when it's not the case. Technically speaking, as long as you're separated and the relationship starts after the date of separation, then you can date. But a lot of people get the emotions involved, and they start casting blame, and it hurts people's feelings. So it just depends on the case. You got to be smart how you handle it.
People have discussed this idea of the engagement ring when a marriage never happens. Who's the rightful owner, can I ask? What about actual jewelry over the course of, let's say, a 15-year marriage? Is jewelry ever on the table?
Yeah, it's a great question. Jewelry is on the table. It's just like any other asset. So let's say your spouse gives you a shiny, bright diamond ring. It's not your engagement ring. It was just a gift that was given to you during the marriage. That is still marital property. Any jewelry that's acquired during the marriage, even if it was gifted from one spouse to the other, is on the table and is subject to being divided in a divorce. Not the wedding ring. That goes with the person who got it as part of the engagement. But any other jewelry, it's on the table.
Well, the man has all the answers. If they need to get a hold of you, somebody out there thinking about starting over again, what do they need to do, Jared?
Give us a call, 770-497-8688. We're also on the web, oxlawfirm.com. Call us. First consultation's free.
First consultation on the Ox. Jared, always a pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
Jared Oxendine with us on The Fan. The Ox, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.